Salutations, everybody. It is Maddie here today with week 82 of the Ham Radio Podcast.
My name's Noah. Recently I've been stressed out that I think I've gained a little bit of weight. I'm not sure, though. Maybe it was muscle mass. I'm not sure. Welcome to the Ham Radio Podcast.
I got deep soon. Lone's not going to be joining us this week, but he said afterwards he'll be here for the next 3 weeks. We'll see if that's true.
Okay.
And, as always, links down below to the mobile listening thingies. I fuck this up every time, man. I'm so tired right now. I don't know why. But, if you want to listen on the go, those links are down below. I've seen a couple of people having issues with Google Play. We're trying to work those out. I've talked to Joe about them. He's the guy who does all the tech stuff for me, basically. So, he's working on it, and we'll find a fix soon. But I just want to let you guys know we are taking care of it. It seems to be, like, a regional-based thing where, like, some people in different parts of the world can't get it, where, like, America's fine. But, like, some people in Germany were like, I can't get this. So we'll try to get this figured out, but...
I don't know. Maybe it's, like, a server thing. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Also, we wanted to thank you guys because last week... No, I know you weren't there, but lot of people had a great response to the podcast on a slightly controversial topic, and
so real quick, I heard a little bit about this on Twitter. What was so big? I mean, we don't have to talk about it too much. I'm just curious as to what
we'll catch Noah up here. So there's a new review policy for Bethesda, they decided we're not handing out review copies anymore until the day before the game comes out, which
I remember. Okay,
yeah, it removes the process of early access to get a full opinion out there,
right.
And so we determined that YouTubers don't really agree with it. The press obviously doesn't because they're hurt the most because their traffic is driven by that day one, that early access, because after that it's a severe decline in traffic because the game's already out. I don't want to get too deep into it because we just spent the whole podcast.
Yeah,
you know, we just kind of determined that there's some good to it, there's some bad to it, but it was just we talked about it for over an hour, just that topic.
Yeah, we don't have to get back into it, but I was just curious. Okay.
Yeah, but good. What I want to do is thank a lot of listeners because we said at the end that we wanted you guys to tweet at us or let us know in the comments if you listened to the full thing, and a surprising amount of you guys do. So that's always awesome that you guys take the time to make us a part of your week, hear all the stupid shit we have to say, make us feel special. So yeah, once again, thank you guys. And now let's roll into today's Bethesda News Roundup. So,
right.
The first thing is not even the Dishonored thing. We'll get into that last. But
fucking, you made me pull up the tab and then you tell me.
Yeah, well, because I meant to mention
just continue.
This isn't even a headline, but we wanted to talk about it anyways, is that there was a update on this whole secret DLC for Fallout 4. I promised that the last video I made on it was the final update until there was, like, a really big official thing. And this doesn't seem like anything, but it's still worth mentioning in the podcast, is that if you go to SteamDB and you look at the Fallout 4 DLC, it used to be just labeled as an unknown application. Now it has been renamed to Terrapin, which is a turtle, I believe.
Fallout 4 is getting turtles,
yeah,
boy!
Yeah, so I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is this? They said it's like in an upcoming DLC thing section or something. I didn't look too deep into it because, to tell you the truth, I don't want to work anyone up. I just looked at it and I'm like, this might be something, but there's a much bigger chance it's not, and it's not worth talking about. But still, I wanted to say it on the podcast that if you want to look into it, by all means. But it just, I think it's got to be something they're testing. Just
again, I know the first time I played Fallout 4, my first thought was, this needs turtles.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a code name, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep into what that code name could mean.
Underwater DLC.
Well, like, I could be. You know what I mean?
That's the thing, is that it's not.
But again, I don't want to build anything up. I don't want to get anyone excited over something that we have no clue on, you know.
It could be a lot of things, but we're going to go to the it's nothing part of the internet and just leave it at that because, for now that it's November and Skyrim Special Edition out, Dishonored 2 is just coming out very soon.
Bunch of shooters just came out.
Yeah, it seems too late for Fallout 4 now for more DLC. That's what I know for most of us there, we're like, yeah, no shit. But
at this point, they're not. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, for a lot of people, they were probably holding out hope. To some degree, not like, oh man, each day they wake up, please, more DLC. But maybe they wanted some. I don't see it happening, though.
Maybe like a little sprinkle, but nothing crazy. Yeah.
I think it's too late.
Yeah. But speaking of shooters, or do you want to cover the Bethesda stuff first?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in this next segment. Okay. We'll talk about the Dishonored 2 stuff now. You have it up, but just...
So we do have it up. Dishonored 2 has gone gold. Big party for that. And the system requirements have come out. Now, obviously, I only have the PC system. I mean, I say only the PC, but there are recommended requirements with the consoles, but you can't set them.
Right?
Yeah, you can't set them. You know, it's like the devs. But obviously, PC system requires a minimum. You want Windows 7, 8, or 10, 64-bit version, an Intel Core i5 2400, or an AMD FX 8320. Or better, 8 gigabytes of RAM, 60 gigabytes free of hard drive space, an NVIDIA GTX...
Did I hear that right?
60? Yes, 60 gigabytes. NVIDIA GTX 660, 2 gigabyte GPU, or an AMD Radeon HD 7970, 3 gigabyte GPU, sorry. Oh, my voice. It contains a single disk. Downloads of additional files from Steam is required to run the game. Requires Steam activation. So recommended, that was the minimum. That's some big minimums. Recommended is Windows 10 64-bit version, Intel Core i7-4770, or an AMD FX 8350 or better. 16 gigabytes of RAM. Wow.
Jeez.
Again, 60 gigabytes of free hard drive space. NVIDIA GTX 1060, 6 gigabyte GPU, or an AMD Radeon RX 480G, 8 gigabytes or better. And it again contains a single disk download for additional. And yeah.
What's the console size? I'm curious.
Console size, it does not...
Doesn't say it's a download.
Say? I'm looking. Yeah, it looks like it doesn't say.
Okay.
Just
because I know files on the PC, I believe, are they a little bit bigger? I think they're a little bit bigger because they unpack. I'm not sure.
That off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the visual settings, I do want to go through this because it lists the advanced settings you can do. So this is not a... console to PC port, which is a good thing. I didn't really expect it to be, but you know, you have adaptive resolution, gamma, Windows mode borders, that's all basic stuff. VSync, texture, model details, environment details, anti-aliasing, RAT shadows, bloodify shadows, okay. Water quality, shadow quality, view distance, video card selection, resolution, monitor selection, FOV.
FOV, alright.
There is... Okay. That's all the basic stuff.
Cool that they included those additional settings. Yeah. I haven't seen that before.
I haven't either. So I think kind of going with their new review policy, they're just kind of like, by the way, it does have this. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
60 gigs is kind of big. I don't even want to think about console, but I mean, even for PC, that's big. That's bigger than
GTA. I look at it this way. Yeah, bigger than GTA. But also, more recently, bigger than Forza Horizon 3, which was 47.
Fuck.
Bigger than Gears of War 4, which was 54 or 5.
Jesus, games are getting huge.
Yeah.
I don't remember these. Like, I'm thinking back to 360 days, and a big game 20. Would be like 20 gigabytes. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my 80 gigabyte hard drive is filling up. Like, I remember that. And now you got Infinite Warfare, which is 130 something gigs.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
Is that including...
That is not including Modern Warfare Remastered, which
is probably
47.
Like what?
What? 47.
It's the same game. Oh, my God.
It's insane. I cleared out so much space on my hard drive just to try this shit out.
Games need to fucking relax.
They need to compress their fucking files, because, I'm sorry, even for Dishonored, 60 is ridiculous. Now... The reason it might be so big, though, is because they have added probably a lot more dialogue since there are voice protagonists now, and they said
at this point, though, I'm going to interrupt you here, and I'm sorry. That's not any of it, though. All of it is going to be the textures, the levels, all that shit, stuff to make it, you know, run faster. I mean, that sounds stupid, but you know, it's like it's all the optimizations, which I'm wrapping my head around this, and it's so fucking. God.
Yeah, I feel bad for anyone who doesn't have good internet, because these games are getting huge to the point where it's like, everyone's like, we're going into the digital age. I don't want to download fucking 134 gigabytes. I'm sorry.
No. Even if you have fast internet, that's fast. Or that's long. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, that's... I'm thinking of it this way.
It takes me about 2 hours or an hour to download 10 gigs? Rough. Maybe even a little less than that. Probably about 40 minutes.
Yeah, for me, it's like every 10 gigs is about a half hour.
Yeah, so I'd say 30 to 40 minutes for me.
So someone out there can do the math for Infinite Warfare, which is an extreme example, but it's a longer wait. I mean, that's the beauty of preloading, though, I guess. But still, I mean, 60 gigs, I did not expect that for Dishonored 2. I did not. It's a big step up, especially this new engine and stuff. So
I don't excuse it, though. That kind of annoys me.
I'm just saying that's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like... Well, it's because I played it
on the PC before launch, and I mean, it was very good looking, but not like 60 gigabyte texture good looking.
Like, well, is it like 60 FPS and all that?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. After Mafia fucking 3. No, it should be 60 FPS, but...
That shouldn't have anything to do with this. I don't know. There's going to be someone in the comments that know way more about this.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to be like, 60 gigabytes. And it's like, to that person, awesome. I hope your comment gets a lot of thumbs up because I want to read it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fucking crazy. But that's about all we have for Bethesda news, right?
Yeah, it's quite weak because that's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is they... have a game upcoming, and they just go, and they just silence.
It's almost a quiet week. It's almost a quiet week. This is not Bethesda news, but I want to talk about, this is something.
We're done with Bethesda news. That's
it. Fucking done with Bethesda news.
That's it. There's hardly anything left to talk about.
What's it called? So, Battlefield 1 came out today, not today, about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And about a week ago. And then Titanfall 2 came out recently. And Titanfall 2 has gotten fantastic reviews. I watched a lot of gameplay for it. It looks good. I mean, I haven't played it, so I don't know. I played the first one. The second one looks good. It looks solid. Battlefield 1 also looks amazing. But did Battlefield 1, even though they're both released by EA, did Battlefield 1 completely just shove all the hype for Titanfall 1 out of the way? Titanfall 2 out of the way?
The way I view it is that it was less... I mean, yeah, Battlefield 1 definitely did. Battlefield 1 just took all the hype out of any shooter this year, I'd say. That was coming out in fall, at least. It was more so, I think, EA just being stupid as fuck. So stupid.
I kind of agree, but I don't... See, part of me is like, they were smart because they want to get it out for, you know, the holiday season so that, you know, kids want it for... People want it for Christmas or whatever, you know, stuff like that. I mean, fall is the time to release games. You know, that's when we see it, as in the fall. And it was interesting to me because I'll be honest with you, I had no idea Titanfall 2 even came out. I was watching.
A lot of people
didn't. That's the thing. It's like, where was the marketing for this game, or where was like?
I saw a lot of people talking up Titanfall 2 on Twitter, and most of the responses were, "Wait, this game's out?"
Exactly.
Even knew.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it on a stream, but I was like, oh, okay. Mm. You know, and then I started doing a little more digging on it, and I've come to find out everyone loves it, you know, for a lot of really awesome reasons. I watched an episode of the Dude Soup podcast, which is Funhouse's podcast, and Adam Kovic was talking about it. He was talking about it quite a bit, you know, saying it was a lot of fun. And for Adam Kovic to be really into a game, it's kind of hard. Doesn't happen too often. I'm just a fanboy of Funhouse. But, it looks like an awesome game. Now, Battlefield 1, don't get me wrong, Battlefield 1 looks just as good. Yeah. You know, I plan on picking it up very shortly here. You know, I don't know. I almost want to get Titanfall. I tweeted yesterday. I was like, Titanfall 2, I want to get it to support the player base. And Jackson... JV
2017, yeah.
2017. He tweeted back to me and he's like, there's only 6,000 players on PC right now, like playing in three different game modes. And like, I was like, oh. I was like, that kind of like shot me down. I was like, man. Yeah. I don't know.
For me, I was reading an article last night and it said Titanfall or EA defends why Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2 were released so close together. I'm like, I want to fucking see this.
Yeah.
So I start reading it, and they're like, the reason we released them so close together is for our respective... because people have respective interests in different types of shooters. I'm like, okay,
Easy there.
Stop.
Yeah.
No, but I get because they're thinking like Battlefield 1 is a tactical, more slow-paced shooter. I mean, they have
it's
modes
a
of support.
Shooter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That too, but, you know, they have modes to support fast-paced gameplay. They do. That domination mode is close-quarters gunplay like you could get in Call of Duty or some shit.
Yep.
But that's the other thing is don't pretend Call of Duty doesn't fucking exist. I know it's probably going to sell less than it usually does this year. I don't know yet. That's just my assumption. But it's still Call of Duty. People still that's
wait.
Go-to.
You're saying EA's standpoint on not saying Call of Duty exists.
They're saying it's because they're people with different interests in shooters, and I'm assuming it's because Battlefield 1's slow pace, Titanfall 2 is like
it's
go,
definitely faster,
fast
yeah.
pace, running on the walls and shit, which I get. But also, you got to think that you got Battlefield 1, which is just destroying. You have COD, which is a behemoth always, and then you're putting a fucking new IP essentially. That's trying to get off the ground in between both of them.
Yeah.
Stupid. No reason you should do that. You
here's
let that
my
game be dead on arrival.
Yeah. Here's my reasoning behind that. I view it as Battlefield is not the competitor to COD this year. Titanfall is. Mm-hmm. You know, and they released Titanfall as their version of a super quick kind of shooter. So I think what they did was released it. Before, because COD's not out yet, right? It's not. It comes out in what?
I think it is. Is it? Actually, yeah, it is. Because Connor went and bought it from the store.
Give me a second.
I like how your webcam lags the second you get on the internet. It is out. Connor bought it from the store. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank Noah for not listening to me and going on the internet. Because now the podcast is lagging out. Oh, would you look at that.
Sorry about that. Internet troubles. Is Call of Duty out yet, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Sorry. I had no idea that came out either.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I think a month ago or something like that, Game Informer released an article saying how from like that point on, every week would have another major release. Every week. Not every other week. Every fucking week there was a major release.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. But what I was saying is that I get that EA looks at it as we got our, you know, Battlefield, which is not a competitor against Call of Duty. Let's be honest. Everyone, when they saw Battlefield 1 trailer, went to the COD trailer and went, rest in peace, COD, because they view it as the competitor.
Yeah.
They do. So.
Well, and it is. Like, every other year it is, you know.
So, I mean, I think it was just dumb in general. You should not release Titanfall 2, which is a new IP. Delay to the spring. Yeah, if it's, why delay a ready game? I get it.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
But fucking delay to the spring. Let your two shooters duke it out. And then from there, you have this big shooter in the spring. Which you're spreading the wealth. Instead of fucking, I know exactly what they were thinking. Let's cash the fuck in, man. We're going to get a lot of sales from Titanfall 2, and Battlefield 1's going to sell like hotcakes. Here we go, man. It didn't fucking work, because you're dumb. You don't know how to fucking market a game, clearly. They don't. I could fucking, I would have, if I was in the office and they said, let's release two big shooters at the same time, I would have been like, did you fucking go to school, dude? Did you study marketing at all?
I can't say we know better than them.
I can.
I can. Okay, fair enough.
My picture. There we
go. I can say. It was definitely a poor choice in the marketing up to release. Because I think they could have released it in the fall. I don't think that's an issue. I think where they went wrong was just being able to actually say, this game's coming out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where they went wrong.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Sorry, I'm trying to fucking,
oh, it's okay.
There's like a fucking end call sign over my fucking shoulder right now. I can't stand this.
I'm sorry,
I'm
man.
Trying to get, yeah, you. You
I'm gonna
fucked
tweet.
Up the call.
I fucked up everything. I'm gonna tweet out so we can get some questions.
Go for it.
All right.
So, let's roll into segment three, right? I mean, we might as well because we wanted to mainly focus on that topic. That was a good discussion, but segment three is, you know, our favorite gaming news and what games we're playing. Is there any news that stood out to you this week? Say no and you die.
It wasn't really news, but it was more so just the surprise that so much positivity came back from Titanfall 2.
Mm.
That made me happy because in the first one there was so much hype It's like the reverse. There was so much hype for the first one, but then the first one came out and they were like, okay, I mean, there's no single player. It's a fun game. It's really shallow. You know what I mean? And that was like the big issue with Titanfall 1.
That's an interesting perspective.
This one, yeah, is like the reverse. It's like no one knew it was coming out or came out, but everyone loves it. Everyone who's played it loves it and says it's fantastic.
True.
You know?
Yeah, I agree entirely that that was definitely some surprising news to see. No, I'm saying that it's actually positively reviewed. That was surprising to me. I was like, there's going to be a shortcoming. They're doing a single-player campaign. Like, there's going to be a shortcoming.
And, I mean, it's not a super long campaign from what I heard. It's about the same length as a Call of Duty. Yeah, it's about 6 hours. So if that's what you expect from a shooter campaign, you know.
There we go. Oh, man, I'm finally cut.
You okay?
Yeah.
As for there what I'm we playing,
go. All right, take adjust. A big fucking thing on my face.
Oh my god. As for what I'm playing,
alright, yeah, that'll work.
I went back and played a little GTA 5 by myself, GTA Online for a little bit, which was fun. I played GTA Online alone in my own
session. Oh, because you invited me. Because
I texted Matt and I was like, you want to play GTA? He's like, I don't even think I have it installed. And I was like, oh, okay. So I played by myself. And that was
Sorry, dude.
No, it was fine, dude. It was fun. I had fun.
Mm-hmm. I bet you were moping. Like,
I was like... I was like, that's how I played.
Just like a walking reenactment of a fucking romantic comedy. Like, playing the music in the background, you're just sitting there.
A romantic comedy?
Yeah.
I've been missing you. You know, from 22 Jump Street. All right.
Actually, no, I don't. I haven't seen the movie.
God damn.
I hate when people do that to me. They're like, yo, dude, you know what movie with this reference? And I'm like, yeah. And in my head, I'm like,
I've never seen the movie.
Because I don't watch that many movies.
I remember having this fucking argument with you in like high school. Or it was like, we were like sophomores or juniors. And it wasn't that you just said, I don't watch movies. You, like, hated movies. And you were like, no, I just don't see the fucking point of sitting there for 2 hours watching a fucking movie. I'd rather be doing something. And I was like, I hate you so much. Now you don't look at it that way.
That's really fucking dumb of me.
Oh, my God. I remember that. I was like, you fucking prick. Like...
I do remember saying that, though. I did actually say, because right when you said that, it just triggered. Yeah, I was like, dude, why would I sit there for a couple hours when I could be playing a game? I still have that mindset that, yeah, I won't watch a movie because I'd rather be, like, beating a game or something. So, yeah, I don't watch as many movies, but yeah, like, I will now make time for movies. I'll try to. When they come in theater, at least. When it comes to DVDs and Blu-rays, you got to catch me in a fucking lazy mood where I'm like, I don't want to hold a controller. Like, that level of laziness, like...
The last movie I watched on Blu-ray, because I have a Blu-ray player on Blu-ray, was with my girlfriend. We watched the movie Her, which is a really good movie, but horribly depressing. It's very sad. Very sad.
Is that the movie? What is that? What is that movie again?
It's one where the guy has he falls in love with the AI, like. Basically, he falls in love with Siri, but it's not Siri. It's something that's much more...
Yeah, not the movie I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I was thinking of a totally different one. It was called, like, Lake Something, and this girl is getting, like, chased around the woods and stuff, and her friends are gradually getting killed by these dudes. I don't know why. And at the end, like, she finally thinks she finds sanctuary, and it ends up being, like, this home of these people, and she gets killed. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't want to spoil it for anyone, but like, yeah, I just did. But it's a great movie.
Someone, I'm sorry, I'm reading some of the questions we got, and Nowhere Man was like, what's your favorite subject in math? It's like, what? It's so stupid.
Well,
I don't even know how to answer that. I'm not going to answer that, but anyways. What do you?
As for me, favorite news was definitely the Sombra reveal. Blizzard finally did it and revealed Sombra. I'm a little concerned because I've been watching gameplay on her. She seems a little OP, if I'm honest, because she's literally, she can fuck with any hero. She has the ability to take down Reinhardt's shield, Winston's bubble shield, She can.
I don't know her. I don't know her. I have Overwatch and I play Overwatch, but I don't know who she is. So tell me a little bit about her, Matt.
What?
Yeah,
but if you said I haven't played Overwatch in a while, I don't know her. That would have made.
I haven't played Overwatch in a while.
Yeah. She's this big ARG that's been going on for a while, where they've been in-game.
What's an ARG?
Like an alternate reality game. Do you not know that? Were you testing me?
I don't. No, I totally knew that, dude.
Oh, ARG's like, I think of it as like a game outside of a game. So the ARG was finding clues for Sombra, both in game, but also.
It's a meta game.
Yeah, you can call it that.
You should call it that because that's what it's fucking called.
I don't think so. One of the examples I'll say is that they did a Summer Games trailer for Overwatch, and you see Tracer do her blink, and they stop it, and in that frame, within her blink, is like a bunch of code that people were translating and finding out hints about Sombra, that she is there. You could see her cloaked in the background at one point. It's a really cool thing that they were doing, and it's been teased for ages and ages, a bunch of countdown sites, so much shit for this, and finally, they actually revealed her at BlizzCon. Full new cinematic, which is always exciting. The last one was Bastion. This is a new cinematic. Really good. It featured Zarya. It featured Reaper, Widowmaker, and obviously Sombra. So it was really good. Once again, enforces the fact that Overwatch needs a story of some kind. Like a story mode.
I think that's part of the fun, though. I think it's wrong to demand a story. I think it's more so the fun of it is seeing, like, the lore of each character that you don't really know too much of. I can see you flipping me off.
Wow.
No, I think the lack of story is kind of fun. I don't know, it's like, ooh, what is this? How is
it's
this
fun, but then, like, I see these characters interacting, and it's like, give me something. Like a single player mission.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Each character is like not from their own universe. That's wrong to say, but like
they could have.
I feel like you could have like a storyline for each character.
Yeah,
which would take like a lot. You know what I mean?
Just yeah. Like I'm saying. See, I've always imagined that they'll do like Overwatch year two, and they'll try single player content. Like that's what I've thought of, but I don't think they'll ever do that. It's just kind of a hope thing, because they did like the horde mode for Junkenstein. That was really well received. People were like, that was awesome, because it wasn't multiplayer, it was a horde mode. You were shooting AI.
It was cool.
Yeah, and it was a different type of Overwatch, so a lot of people had a lot of fun with it. And I wonder why they don't try that again with something new. Maybe they will. They definitely will around Christmas. I don't know what exactly it'll be, but...
Oh, dude. Fucking, what's his name? Is Santa. I always forget his name. Reinhardt. The monkey. Oh, no, well, Winston. Reinhardt would be perfect too.
There's so many people who would be Santa, and it would work out well. Like Torbjorn as like a little fucking elf or something. That'd be funny.
Torbjorn as an elf, that would be good. Or Tracer as an elf.
Teresa.
They'll probably do something with Krampus. Like they'll make someone Krampus. You know? Yeah. You know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm kidding. Oh, okay. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, but I'm really excited that she's finally been revealed. As of the time of recording this podcast, they haven't said like a release date or anything, but I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, though, I got off track. I'm really nervous about her because she, like I said, she seems a little OP. Like she's got 200 health. She's got 60 bullets in her SMG. She does decent damage. She can deactivate every hero. She can fuck up their cooldown. Like, seriously, she can fuck shit up. What does your girlfriend say? What does your fucking girlfriend say?
It's Twitter. I'll talk about it when we get to the question.
All right. But yeah, so Sombra hype finally revealed. So I'm sure the Overwatch listeners out there are excited. Also, what I'm playing is...
Hello?
Are you serious? My hand was moving. What do you
think? Oh, your camera freezes for me every like 5 minutes, so.
Oh. Bad timing then. Yeah, I've been playing Call of Duty Infinite Warfare for my review. And I am nearing the end of the campaign, played a little multiplayer last night.
You allowed to say that?
Yeah. Oh. Dude, the game is fucking out. The game is fucking out.
God damn it.
Yeah, so, like I said, I'm almost done with the campaign. I'm a little impressed.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
No, I've not... Here's how I view it, which I'll say in my review, is that with Infinite Warfare, I was not going to give it a chance, but then at E3, they showed campaign gameplay. I was like, oh, this game looks interesting. What is this? And at the end of the demo, they showed it was Infinite Warfare. I said, okay, they won. I'll try the game. Because I was interested. Just, was it the game of Call of Duty that was pushing me away? Or was this a little snippet that got me? Whatever, I had to try it either way because they proved me wrong. That's just the type of gamer I am. So, the campaign, I had, like, mixed expectations for. Could have been good, could have been bad, because I've had some good Call of Duty campaign experiences, Black Ops 2 being my favorite, but I also had, like, terrible ones.
Modern Warfare 2 was a good one, too.
Yeah, but also terrible ones like Advanced Warfare, Ghosts, Infinity Ward. So, I didn't know what to expect going in here. And they got one thing right for sure, which was enough of the set piece. Like, all right, this level, they're going to use a turret. And then this one, they're going to be on a fucking ship, dude.
There's a nuke.
Yeah, exactly. They always had, like, this big fucking epic set piece. And instead, they establish gameplay mechanics and just innovate upon them and move those forward to make it an enticing experience gameplay-wise, where it's not just like, all right, we're going to give you something cool here. Around with this for a mission. They gradually increase your arsenal and give you different shit to play around with and different styles to play with, so it's actually a lot of fun. Like, on top of that, it goes full-on fucking Mass Effect 2, where you're the commander of this ship, you got a galaxy map, you can travel to different planets.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You can do optional missions.
Infinite Warfare goes to planets... Oh my god!
You go to Saturn, Pluto, fucking
Jupiter. Call of Duty has turned into Halo.
It reminds me of Halo a lot. You can see the inspirations of Halo, of Mass Effect, Deus Ex in a weird way. You see a lot of games it's taken inspiration from. But, I mean, it's not bad so far. There's some good moments terms of emotion, but they're doing a terrible job giving backstory on the characters. Like, I don't give a fuck about them. So there's that. Like I said, I'm curious to try out Zombies in Spaceland, I think it's called.
It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it should be. I've heard good things about it, but I'm gonna just go with my own expectations.
This one's by Infinity Ward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. I thought it was.
Yeah, and that's the issue with reviewing these Call of Duties, is because everyone's got their own taste. Like, some people go, I like Sledgehammer. I don't know who you are out there, but you should feel bad if you have that opinion. That's what I call a bad opinion.
A bad opinion.
Yeah, I respect all opinions, except unless you like Sledgehammer Games Call of Duties, then that's a bad opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Infinity Ward, though, a lot of people
I don't mind.
Fan of, like, but I was about to say, I'm a Treyarch fan. Yeah. I have been since World at War. That was kind of where the division came about, where people were like, all right, I'm an Infinity Ward guy, or I'm a Treyarch guy. So there's
I think Black Ops as well helped really make that division as well.
But the multiplayer I've tested so far for Infinite Warfare is a clusterfuck.
Really?
I can't stand it.
I've heard it's really overcomplicated.
Everyone uses fucking scuffs. I hate it. You're not going anywhere with MLG careers, people. Stop tryharding. I'm getting my 2KD just fine. I'm enjoying my time. But I see kids trying so fucking hard. Stop ego boosting with your KD. Yeah, well, I'd get, like, a fucking helicopter.
You know what, though? Those are the kids that we were in freshman and sophomore year.
It's like no one's grown up. Like, KD's not a big deal.
No, but to them, it's there. Like, again, it's literally just shifted from what we were to them now. You know what I mean?
Because, like, I was playing... Okay, I know this goes off of Infinite Warfare, but I was playing COD 4 Remastered. Yeah. The amount of people who camp with M16s, I couldn't believe it. I thought people were going to be having fun, quick scoping, drop shot, SMGs, you know, running and gunning, like, oh, it's great to be back in COD 4. People are tryharding ridiculous amounts. And I get it, you want to have a good game, it feels good. And I was playing to win, too, but, like, I was using the AK-47, I was trying, like I said, the MP5.
The classic guns, yeah.
And people were like, because, you know, they decided to remaster the game but not tweak anything that was wrong with it, so why not nerf the M16 that is a sniper rifle that can also work at close range? I hate it, dude. I can't stand that kids are still tryharding. And I know people are going to be like, it's because you suck. Shut up. All right.
I'm not good.
I'm fucking fine at the game. I played.
What were you, 10th in the world in MLG doubles?
I was, yes, in doubles, Black Ops.
What was your best stat? Like, your best stat?
Like, my best stat was for Black Ops 1. We were first in the ladder for
the doubles team, or singles?
Team ladder.
Team ladder.
That's what it was, yeah.
I remember those fucking days, and I remember how much I fucking hated you.
Why?
All I wanted to do was play video games. All I wanted to do was play video games with you. And Tim and everyone else. And you'd be like, all right, we're going to go and play MLG. And then you'd just leave the party, and I'd be sitting there with, like, Mitch. And be like, all right, you know.
You still had people to play with.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. I had, like, Johnny and everybody.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, you make me look like a dick who just like, yo, fuck my friends. I'm going to go play Call of Duty. I mean, yeah, those are the days, though, yeah, I try harder, but I didn't try hard in pubs.
No, that's true.
I just say
pubs. You had fun in pubs.
I just said pubs. Pubs. Public matches, pubs. For those who don't know. But yeah, but not even, I know some people might mistake that my frustration in the community is ruining what could be a good multiplayer experience, but as far as I'm concerned, it's up to the developers to put in the right tools for the players to use properly, and if you're encouraging camping or fucking psychos running around with their scuffs, like, with my fucking paddles, bro.
Like, my fucking paddles. And that's like the scuffs, though. It's also like the well, I don't know if you're playing on Xbox, but the pro controllers, you know what I mean? I don't remember what they're called.
Oh, the elites or whatever?
The elites, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was playing on PS4, so scuffs. Because the kids are like fucking flying around corners, aiming just fine. I'm just
jumping
there, like,
everywhere.
Yeah, but they're like hard aiming a corner, and then they fucking jump and try to pull this sick trick. I'm like, you filming a montage, dude? Like, what are you doing? I can't stand it, dude. Because, I mean, part of my issue is, though, I hated Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I never played Advanced Warfare. That was one of the only CODs I've ever played. I've never played Advanced Warfare, and I only played very little of Black Ops 3. I think I played the beta
for Black Ops. I liked Black Ops 3 a lot. I consider Infinite Warfare, like, the weird baby of Black Ops 3. The stupid baby of Black Ops 3 and Advanced Warfare. It's, like, just a weird mixture. When it comes to multiplayer.
Yeah. Do you think the next COD is going to be not future anymore?
I don't know. It feels like people are really tired of it. Yeah. And I think, I saw Angry Joe. I mean, he was playing on PC, which is not the player base where COD is. But he was saying, like, he couldn't even find a match.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. People on PC just do not play Call of Duty. It just does not happen that often.
No.
It's like a quarter, like an eighth of what the player base is on console.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it's crazy. I mean, I'm curious to see what the sales numbers are going to be for Infinite Warfare.
We see them.
True, we see them. They'll probably hide them or something like that.
In a file. In a file cabinet.
Could read you guys the little piece of paper that came with it. Campaign. Players are led through an unforgettable journey as they engage in heroic battles with hallmark Call of Duty combat.
Why are you reading this?
The campaign spans our solar system, taking players on a journey from Earth and beyond.
Our solar system. Wait, read it in, even though it's not Robert Bowling, read it in his voice.
Return to classic large-scale war. Set within a plausible future setting, this game puts players in the roles of Captain Reyes Robert Bowling, a Tier 1 Special Operations pilot who takes the helm of the Retribution, one of the Earth's last remaining stealth clowns. In a time of an unthinkable adversity, Reyes must lead... I just stuttered so hard. Reyes must lead the remnants of a coalition force against a relentless enemy. I want someone to take this piece of paper and just remove every single adjective like they did with the description for
that is
Infinite
such a
Warfare.
Good idea. You could do that right now. Well, don't redo it right now.
Players are led through a journey as they engage in battles with Call of Duty combat.
Oh, that's basically it in space. Like, that's all it is.
The campaign spans our solar system, taking players on a journey from Earth and beyond. All right, so that's one. Return to classic war.
No, that's an adjective.
Oh, wait. Return to war. Set within a future setting. The game puts players in the roles of Captain Reyes, a Tier 1 Special Operations pilot, who takes the helm of the Retribution, one of Earth's last remaining warships. In a time of, I'm going to remove that, in a time of adversity, Reyes must lead the remnants of a coalition forces against a enemy.
That sounds
I should keep going. I'm going to keep going.
It sounds like a five-year-old wrote it.
I'm going to remove all the adjectives for the rest of this. An enemy. Led by Admiral Koch, the Settlement Defense Force represents a group of insurgents that broke away from the UN during a war of secession years ago. The front is a... Is fascist technically an adjective? Fascist power?
No, fascist is not an adjective. Not in this stance.
All right, yeah. Comprised of radicals.
Radicals.
Driven by conditions of off-world environments. For the first time ever, many parts of the campaign, from combat to piloting to zero-G and space combat, will occur in an experience with few loading times.
It sounds like it's Japanese being translated.
It really does. Alright, yeah, we'll do the multiplayer because that's the last one with bullet points.
Okay.
It's an experience where everything, including weapons, equipment, lethals, and tacticals, has been built around all types of playstyles and where players have the power to combine them however they want. Each rig is built for different playstyles as combat suits, I had to remove cutting edge tactical, has combat suits worn by the player. Choosing and customizing your rig provides a layer of strategy for players. That's not even a sentence I edited, by the way.
Okay.
As they provide a suite of options for engagement. Different rigs are unlocked as you level up from multiplayer. Players can earn more rewards and content by joining mission teams. Each team has its own personality, challenges, and very own commander that will help guide and, in some cases, push the player to go after the objective. And in some cases, push the player to go after the objective. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
That is truly.
By completing team missions, players can unlock XP and unique items, such as team-specific cosmetic items, gear, and more. The best one was the campaign. That one wasn't that bad.
It's an experience. Yeah.
The campaign was like, it's just an experience. All right. That's what I've been playing. The review should be up by Monday, I'd say.
Yeah.
So that's fun. So let's go on to the fan questions now.
So this is what I was laughing at. This isn't really a question. It's just what I was laughing at before.
Go for it.
Nowhere Man was like, what's your favorite subject in math? And then Nissan was like, what's your favorite calculator? And then Nowhere Man was like, Texas Instrument TI-84 plus gaming calculator. He said graphing, but I read it as gaming and it made me laugh. And then someone was like, what's your favorite number? And then Nissan was like, TI-89 is where it's at, to be honest. I don't know. It made me laugh at the time, but now it's really dumb.
Yeah.
There was a good question. Which game developer is currently doing the best job at not fucking up and redeeming themselves?
Who asked that?
I'm sorry. Usually I read it. That was Stephen, KRX9699.
Great question.
I want to answer this real quick. I think it's Rockstar, but they're not redeeming themselves. They've always just been good at not fucking up.
Do you think that's true even despite the whole PC issue?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Who's not fucking up but redeeming themselves?
It's a good one.
In the term here, actually, I'm going to be honest. In the terms, despite marketing schemes, in the terms of content they're creating,
yeah,
I'd say EA, just off the top of my head right now. Think about it. Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2.
Well, but they're publishers, remember.
Is that the
same thing? There's a difference. Publisher...
No, I'm saying, but isn't that... What was the
DICE,
question?
DICE is the maker of Battlefield.
Yeah, but I'm saying, was it what developer or just what game company?
It was developer.
Oh, my bad. All right.
I guess we could look at a game company, though. I mean, that's not a big deal. It's
I'd say EA. because they put their hands into projects too much, and it seems like with both of those they didn't at all and let them have time to do it.
Yeah, it definitely feels like that.
But a developer, I'm looking around my room at games I've been playing recently. Honestly, there hasn't been like a standout developer for me. I just fucking need my computer. A standout developer for me that's actually, you know, made a significant change. In fact, I've seen a lot of degradation of some companies, Bethesda being one of them, where they're more openly making these business moves, which I understand their job is to make money.
Right.
But, you know, you see these types of moves, and it, I mean, it's a sad reality, right? Because everyone just wants to have fun in the industry because that's what games are.
Yeah.
But the way I look at it is that you see this like, oh, yeah, we're changing our review policies, which is essentially them coming out and saying, like, yeah, we want to not have the review process influence our game sales as much.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I get it. Because as a company, as a business, totally makes sense. It just kind of sucks to see. So that's what I've personally been seeing.
Is
companies kind of going down.
I believe that.
Because apparently ever since Bethesda made that decision, a lot of teams want to piggyback that. Call of Duty did, actually. All people got it a day before it or day of. Yeah. I got mine day of. Most, like, IGN, GameSpot, them got it the day before. So, it's actually...
I love how you got it day of and we didn't even realize. But like,
no, I knew. I told you. I did. I said, yo, I got a day of because Connor...
You went. Were like, did it come out? Or did it
but already? Then I remembered Connor went and bought it. I was like, right.
Well, you could have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you.
Go look for another question. I have to, like, pee. I'm about to piss myself. So just look for another question. I can't hear you. You're going to yell at me, but I can't hear you. Sorry, Matt.
I'm not even yelling at him. All right. Let's see what we got here. This is my chance to speak. I must take advantage of this. I have no one to fill in the gaps, though, when I have to fucking, like, think or I just lose my train of thought, as I always do on these podcasts, because, you know, Maddie's half asleep a lot of the time. I'm just giving you guys a little... Look at my life here right now. Let's go to Noah's Twitter. All right. Update. Okay. Forgetting Starfield and rumors, where should Bethesda's next title be set, and what kind of game would it be? Well, we haven't answered this type of question in a while, so I'll make an exception here because Noah's not here to complain about it. Forgetting Starfield, though, I mean, for me, I want Bethesda to take their talents and focus it on a new IP personally, because I feel like they had good ideas with Fallout 4, and I think those good ideas they only applied to Fallout 4 because they knew Fallout would sell. So for me, take it to a new IP. I don't know what kind of game it should be. Just keep doing your open world RPGs, right? That would make the most sense to me.
What was the question?
I quickly answered a Bethesda question while you weren't here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Math. I want to answer that.
Favorite subject of math. So does that mean like favorite type of math?
Yeah.
For me, it's, anything to do with graphing, I have a lot of fun with.
What are you, five?
So, like,
I like bar graphs. How much candy did you get this Halloween? This one is for Smarties. This one's for Reese's Pop-Ups.
You remember doing it! You remember doing that!
I do.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, I do have a lot of fun with statistics.
That was my answer. I'm taking it this semester, and, like, this is the first math I look forward to.
It's easy. It's easy, and it's fun. It's
so satisfying. I'm sitting there.
Isn't it?
I fucking get it, and I'm watching everyone around me scramble. Like, I'm like,
like, I don't understand. It's like, you dumbass.
Yeah, the people are asking me questions. I'm like, huh.
Well, it's like you take 100% of something. You take that 100%, cut it, in, so that's 50%, and then 20% of that 50 is what? You know what I mean? It's like that kind of shit, and it's just easy.
It's like breaking it down more and more. I like it a lot. It's also just, I have a great professor, so it's a lot of fun.
A great professor? Yeah, does he take you behind the building?
No, it's a she, actually.
Oh, so she doesn't take you behind the building?
That's not dinner table talk, dude.
What the fuck?
Are you ever going to turn up?
I saw that one, yeah. Do you think Rockstar will focus...
Yeah, you just blatantly ignore it. Yeah, I saw that one, yeah, anyway.
Sorry, Luke Moore. Will asks, do you think Rockstar will focus more on the SP single player of Red Dead Redemption 2 or expand upon it? And expand upon it or focus more on the multiplayer? And then he says, like they did with GTA 5. We talked about this on what will be called now on the Lost podcast because...
the most recent one.
Yeah. However, I don't think GTA... I don't think Rockstar focused more on the multiplayer on GTA 5. It makes it sound like...
I think he's talking about...
No, I know. I just want to comment on that. But,
shut up.
I think they'll be pretty equal. I think it's two separate teams that are pretty big and pretty good at what they do. Why are you laughing at me?
Did you not hear me tell you to shut up?
I did. Ignored it. You fucking dick.
So I picture you just in like your head while you're talking, like, that really pissed me off. Why do you have to fucking say that?
I don't know, Matt.
As for me, I think they're going to focus on multiplayer. This is kind of what I mean by the shift of the industry where they're taking more business stance. Like, instead of supporting what people would like in single player, which would sell, multiplayer will sell more because that's that infinite replayability, that endless, that thing that people love in video games. So, like, I will spend $60 on this, and it'll never end. It'll never get boring because you keep supporting it. It's like, come on, wake the fuck up.
Wake me up. Wake me up inside. I can't wake up. We're not seeing too many questions rolling, probably because I tweeted it. Fuck you. Why did you have such a cynical laugh?
All right, so then let's talk about the Nintendo Switch again. There's been some interesting rumors coming out. No, because someone asked, M Renderman
5. I know, I saw it too. I ignored it.
There you go. We don't have that many questions. Let's just ignore like four of them. he asked about what we think about the Nintendo Switch. Now, we have answered this. We had a podcast mostly dedicated to
it. The Lost Podcast.
But there has been updated thoughts on it, or updated information, rather, I'm sorry, on it, such as the fact that the tablet is apparently going to be a 720p display. There were some specs on it. There was also the fact that Skyrim Special Edition might not even be on it. Nintendo was like, not all we showed in the trailer is definitive, so that might not actually happen. I'm like, why did you dedicate like a minute of Skyrim Special Edition in your fucking reveal? What everyone is going to see for the first time.
Because it's fucking Nintendo, and they're just like, let's just fucking go.
I uploaded a video on it. I'm like, cool, you know, people are talking about it, and they're like, Matt, did you hear it? I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, dude, like, they're not even going to put it on yet. That's not confirmed. I'm like, so you put it in a fucking reveal trailer? It's not even going to be there?
What the fuck? That hurts my brain. That makes me upset.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Why? And then, Bethesda's like, we're excited to publish games for Nintendo Switch. So I'm like, oh, then it's definitely coming out. I guess not. I don't fucking know, man. This industry is so weird at times.
I agree, Matthew.
Yeah, do you? Then what do you think about the fucking Switch, dude?
I don't know. I think it's classic Nintendo just drawing ideas with crayon on a fucking board saying, let's do it! I don't get it. Just make a console. Don't make...
That is a console.
No, it's a fucking gimmick, okay? It's like the Wii. It's like the Wii U. It's a fucking gimmick. You know, and it's just this,
it's going to sell better in the Wii U.
Probably. I think this will be their best-selling thing because it's third-party developers for the first time since, Nintendo.
Here's what I said on the Lost podcast is that they need to embrace their gimmick. Which it is a gimmick, I have to admit. But they have to embrace it. Their thing that they showed was taking, for example, Skyrim on the go. Now, release alongside every fucking release date for big games. Make sure you have that game coming out on Nintendo Switch as well. Make sure it supports that mobile play, and your system will sell third-party titles. Yeah. I guarantee it, because that's an appealing factor for a lot of gamers. For people who travel, whether it's on the bus or on plane or whatever, you can take that console experience with you. That's fucking huge.
Yeah, because I'm going to play that on a fucking bus.
Yeah, true. You can't put it in your pocket.
Woman next to me is, like, carrying her groceries. I'm there, like...
So, do you like my Nintendo Switch? This is Skyrim. Look at my...
I killed a dragon. You know, and I'm, like, looking up at her. She's like...
I killed a dragon.
Look, it's... The ragdoll's freaking out. Like, you know... I don't know. I like I said, it's a gimmick, and that's all Nintendo... It's after the 2000s, or after anything after
the SNES. Like, people use it as
No. After SNES, everything they did was a gimmick to me.
what though? Like, well, okay, what was the gimmick of the GameCube? The fact that
the you're right.
Centimeter
the,
big.
The last thing about the game, well, the gimmick for the GameCube was that the discs were this big.
That's what I was saying.
It wasn't really a gimmick, but it was just something that was quirky. That's a better word for it. Everything Nintendo does is fucking quirky.
Look at us.
I know. We're different, and it's like, why? Just do it. It hurts my brain so much. It feels like they're that kid in lunch that comes in and wears a fedora with a feather in it and sits by himself, but just doesn't give a shit. You know, and he sources like Magic the Gathering cards while he's sitting there. He just doesn't care. That's what Nintendo is. You know what I mean? You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I have to give them credit to a point, but
I mean, I just look at it this way. For example, like when they revealed like the DS, this dual screen system, like that was upon reveal, that's weird.
Yeah, but see the handheld stuff they're really good at for the most part. But now they're trying to be like, hey, let's do handheld and AAA, I guess. And it's like the Vita did that. It was okay. I know you have a Vita, you and Greg Miller. But like it's just again, it's just like just do a full console. Like, that's the thing. This console, the Switch, doesn't feel full to me. It feels like it's like 70% of the way there. It's like 60%.
Why, though? I'm curious.
Because it's like the handheld, that means to me that there's going to be limitations. Mm-hmm. And that means that I'm not
going
to
have... You're not going all out. Like
exactly. Guys. And that feels like I'm not going to have a full experience of a game that I could if I could just get it on PC or get it on, you know, Xbox One or PS4. You know, and that's where it's like they're not even a competitor to me. You know what I mean? They're just fucking there.
It divides up the market in a way, because like I mentioned, is that you have like the PS4, which is the top performing, despite how close Xbox 3.1 and PS4 are. Gamers are just inherently believe PS4 is the dominant one in terms of specs for consoles.
I don't know why. I mean, yeah, the specs are like barely different, and there's a kid that's going to be fucking screaming at me in the comments for that. You just know, fucking trust me and shut up.
Yeah, then you have a PC, which is like the definitive. Like,
yeah, this, obviously going to be the best. Yeah. Like, yeah. Don't argue. Yeah, there's going to be someone arguing. Just don't. It's the best. Okay,
yeah, it is the best way to play the game. And then you'll have the Nintendo Switch, which divides up the market in another way, which is take the game on the go.
But here's the thing. Okay, think of high school kids on a bus or middle school kids on a bus right now. Think of all of them arguing about consoles. Don't bring the PC into it, but just arguing about consoles. And there's going to be a kid saying the PS4 is the best. There's going to be a kid saying the Xbox One is the best. But then you're going to have a kid saying the Switch is the best. And they're like, no, it's not. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You know, and it's like, that's where I'm like.
I feel like there's a chance. But then again, my view is skewed because I do like handheld gaming.
So okay, but I'm not talking about the handheld. Like, I'm just saying to the point of like actually, like again, it goes back to me the limitations of it. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know.
But what if it could play like, for example, people are speculating. I don't know.
Well, it's already limited because it only plays 720.
Yeah, but I'm saying
so that's one major, major, but it's a limitation.
I mean, that's to be expected. But like, for example, if there
what about battery life? What if the battery life fucking sucks?
What? Me finish. What if there's like, for example, Red Dead 2? What if?
Okay, that's cool. I'd still rather play it on my Xbox or my PC
saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think with all this is it relates back to I'd rather play it on this. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if like, let's say I was 10 and my grandma were to get me something for Christmas and she got me a Nintendo Switch, or let's say I was like 13, I'd be like, okay, cool. Then like for every game, I'd be like, well, I have no choice but to play it on this. Not a, cool, I'm going to play it on my Switch. It's like, I guess I have to play it on my Switch. You know?
You sound like a fucking prick.
I don't mean to, but it's like that's how I see it in my head.
Thanks.
It's like that. I just
I
don't.
I guess I like this gift.
Fucking yeah,
you're
but
the type
that's
of
what,
person to fucking unwrap a gift on Christmas morning and be like, I didn't really want.
One
this.
Time, this is a true story. Oh, one time, I was bad. Like, I was like 14 or 13. No, I was younger than that. I was like 11 or 12, and I got like one of the knockoff Wii's, and it was such a joke. Oh my god, I don't know where it is,
complain?
But. What's that? Yeah. Well, no, I didn't complain because I thought it was a Wii, and then I like played it, and I was like, oh fuck. Yeah.
Was it like one of those like connect to your TV consoles?
Yep, it was exactly that, and it was like, oh, and it was
like such a fucking dipshit. Yeah, a Wii. And your mom's sitting there like,
No, she. It was actually my grandma that got it for me. My mom was like, "Oh, shit," you know. but yeah,
that's great. I've had one time where like I got a gift and like actually said something, and since then like I would never do it again because I've never done it in my life except that one time. I didn't like at the time Assassin's Creed, and I told my mom I was like I don't want Assassin's Creed 2. On Christmas morning, we're unwrapping gifts and stuff. I don't know why I fucking did this. Like, it makes me sick to think about it because I'm like, that's just such a dick move. But, like, I unwrapped it and it was Assassin's Creed 2. And I looked at my mom, like, I didn't want this. I'm like,
I knew I was going to laugh at this.
I'm like 13 or like 12 at the time. And what's funny. Is that I ended up playing that night, and everyone likes Assassin's Creed 2 for the most part. I fucking love the game. And I went straight to my mom that night. I'm like, I hugged her, gave her a kiss. I'm like, Mom, I'm so sorry. I apologized on the spot too, but I was like, I'm so sorry again. I was wrong. And by the way, she's like, what? I'm like, the game is fucking awesome. She's like, Mother knows best. I'm like, all right.
I picture, your mother knows best. I picture your mom saying that.
She's like, Mother knows best. I was like, all right, Mom. Okay.
Jesus. What what did your mom do when you said that?
She got
I picture her going like, oh.
No, she got mad too. She got offended. She's like, I bust my ass for Christmas. You're really gonna do this? I'm like, after that, like right when it came out of my mouth, I'm like, I'm a fucking dickhead. Like, like instantly. I was like, I didn't want to, you're a fucking asshole, Matt. Like instantly.
Jesus. I'm trying to think of
I hate that.
A time. See, I can be really brutally honest, and I don't mean to, but like, something happened. It was recently too. It was
just unwrap something. This is fucking garbage.
So you just throw it out. No, I think it was. It's my dad got me like an ornament or something, or it was like a shirt or something. I can't remember what it was. I don't even know if it was my dad that got it for me. But I like really. I didn't say I didn't like it, but I critiqued it. Like I was like, I opened it and I was like, I probably wouldn't have gone with this color, but it's cool. Like, you're like, you know, and it was like, are you fucking asshole? Like, I don't know.
One thing I'm afraid of is if I'm like dating someone or something, and like, I haven't for a while, I'm like Mr. fucking Christmas. Like, I love giving gifts and all that shit.
Same.
Or like if I'm dating someone, I give them a gift and they don't know that about me and they say something about the gift, like, I will get so fucking mad.
Really?
It's just because it's me, but I would get so mad. Like, if I was dating someone, I gave them a gift and they were like, oh, like, this is cool, but like, did they have it in a different color or something? I'd be like, not now. Wait like a fucking week to say something, prick.
There has never been, I've never given a gift that got a bad response. No, that's not true. I got my mom a, for her birthday, which was recently too. It was back in August. I got her a like $75 gift card to this one. I'm not gonna name the place, but it's this really clothing store that she loves, and $75 goes a long way there. And she got it, and the place like also sells lingerie, but I got it for her for clothes. Like I didn't get it for her, like buy lingerie. Like I wasn't being creepy like that. But like she got it, and she's like, "So you want me to buy underwear?" I was like, "No, I bought it for you for fucking clothes." Like. And I'm like, I didn't care what she bought with it, but she like her reaction wasn't like, "Oh, thanks." It was like, "Thanks." Like, I was
that's fine. Like, explaining a gift is fine. I think that's sometimes part of the fun.
Yeah,
but it's the ones that are like, I haven't had it yet, but like when it eventually happens one day,
you're just gonna murder them.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, "You're dead."
Goodbye. Yeah, I mean, you're fucking dead to me. No, I will say though, there was one time in the first girlfriend I had. Who you know, Matt, was in freshman year of high school. And, she asked me what she thought of this one. Again, and this goes back to me being honest. She had like a purple shirt on or something. I don't know. And I was like, oh, that's not the, you know, I was like, maybe you should do this. And this is like a classic guy's tale. Like, oh, I was honest and she got mad at me. You know what I mean? But that's genuinely what happened. Like, I was like, I don't know. Maybe the purple's not the best idea. And she was like, what? And I was like, you know, and I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
When you said that, I have had it happen once.
Yeah.
It was a girl, first girlfriend as well. Right when you said that, it reminded me. It was like we broke up, got back together. So it was at that point, just so you know.
Yeah.
It was her birthday. and I sent her a bunch, like, I made, like, a, she was away for camp, and I sent her, like, a, what's the word, like, almost like a care package is what they call it,
right,
bunch of random stuff as, a birthday gift, but also because she was out there for, like, over a month.
Right.
And, God, dude, like, I just remember her, like, not, like, when she got the gift, she didn't say a fucking word. Like, it was a week after, I was just like, did you get my gift, by the way? She's like, oh, yeah, I did. I'm like,
what the fuck?
And I'm like, and then we broke up later.
Good. So, I'm feeling like, all right.
I was just like, okay, then fuck. No, she, yeah, that was like, remember, she did that to me, though. She, like,
oh, I know,
broke
I know,
up
I know.
Me, but I was just like, I remember she didn't fucking say anything when she got the gift. I was like,
that's annoying. Yeah, that would, like, piss me off. I'd be like, by the
what's the thing, though, is that, like, they were sentimental gifts, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so they had, like, a joke behind them or something.
Yeah, like a joke or a story, a special moment. It was like,
that's bullshit. Them.
I dropped, and, like, at the time, I didn't make a lot of money or anything, but, like, I just dropped so much on it.
You didn't have that YouTube money.
No, I realized when that came out of my mouth, though, that sounded wrong. What I'm saying, I didn't have, I rather, the best
it's
way
just,
to
it's
word
the fact
it was,
of the matter. You didn't make as much money. It's just
yeah,
the
that's
fact.
What I'm saying. I didn't make as much.
Yeah.
Where, like, spending a lot of money on someone was not a luxury I could afford, and I decided to, and it was, like,
right.
Backfire.
That would have pissed me off.
Yeah. But. Last question I want to answer. It's a great one. Let me get his name real quick. Shh, 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 shh. That's not shot. Hardly Critical says feet for hands or hands for feet.
feet for hands or hands. What the fuck? I'm sorry. I probably do hands for or feet for hands.
Why? You can't grab anything with your fucking toes.
Feet for oh, I'm at reverse. I'm sorry. Hands for feet.
Yeah,
hands
for feet.
Kind of awesome.
Seeing these things
you have
on my fucking ankles.
If you have hands for feet, does that mean you have feet for hands?
I think he's saying one or the
you have
other.
All four. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. If all four, I have hands, and yeah, I'm gonna fucking grab shit with my foot.
Right.
That's perfect. Yeah. Fucking hands.
Would you rather have, if you had to have, if you had to lose a finger, would you rather lose your index, your middle, or your ring finger? You can't choose your pinky or your thumb.
Ring.
Yeah, no!
You can't fucking bend this thing anyway, so it's like...
Yeah, but what if when you get married, you can't...
I don't care.
Well... No, I'd probably go with the ring as well. I'd probably go with ring or index.
I need to flip people off.
I know, exactly.
I need to point at people.
Well, you can point at people.
I can't even fucking... Look at my finger. Like, I can't even fucking straighten this motherfucker. Like,
I can bend mine.
I can't, like, okay, like, my finger's like this, like...
Holy shit, look at the oh my god.
Fucking, like, because you know how, like, these two are connected? The middle and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when you... I hate that. Like, what was God thinking? Like, I hate that. Nice, dude. The shocker.
I do it, the shocker.
Two in the pink, one in the stick, bro.
Ew. Don't do that.
No.
You'll scare someone.
It. Yeah. I've heard some funny stories about that.
I kind of want to know them, but I'll hear them off podcast.
Like, I heard, like, some girl, like, the guy accidentally, like, put it in the you know what. And, like, she didn't expect it, and apparently she started, like, crying. She was like, please go away. Jake just started telling him to go away, and he had to go. I was like, damn.
You know these people, or did this just, you just heard
I
about
just
it?
I just know the girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just like,
that's upsetting.
That sounds horrible.
I don't know if it is, but I'll ask later. Okay. But that's still fun.
That's a good way to close this, though.
All right, don't do the shocker.
Yeah, don't do the shocker. Don't do butt stuff.
Don't do butt stuff.
I've heard it's just, like... Really no. Tight.
Yeah, bro. Is that what you hear? You ask people a little bit what you hear about butt stuff.
I can't say who I heard it from. You'll be shocked if I heard it
from. Can't now, but no, alright.
Alright, let's wrap this up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you stayed this long, once again, I give you credit, because this has been just all
this is when
the best
stuff happens, though, is at the end.
Mm-hmm. True, true. So yeah, always stay to the end.